This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is putting together your 2022 strategic real estate investing plan. But before we get started, I always like to just touch base with you and see how you're doing. I'm hoping that things are going well in your world. I hope you're moving forward on your real estate investing. There are a lot of options and a lot of different types of strategies, and I just want to try to bring those to you. We're going to be talking a little bit more about some of those other strategies out there besides buying rental properties, which is my primary focus, but there are other ways of doing that and other ways of investing in real estate. Let's get on to our tip of the week here. Focus on efficiency. Really, really key. As an investor, the name of the game is making more than you spend. Okay, it's just real simple here. The more efficiently you can manage your properties, work on your real estate, or make any changes, updates, or repairs will ultimately help you increase your income and become a more successful investor. And that's what part of what we're going to be talking about today as our main topic is creating systems and ways to make things operate better and better each year. And it starts with that plan. So let's jump into our plan here, creating your 2021 strategic real estate investing plan. Now, a goal without a plan is just a wish. So I would say for real estate investors, hopes of being successful without a plan are also just a wish. You really need to put things down and write them. I mean, I'm just saying this that, you know, a plan, a lot of people get really intimidated. Oh my goodness, am I writing a business plan here? Well, you know what? I mean, you can dig into it and put as much background information as you want, but the idea is to get a skeleton plan at least together that you can build on and you can revise as you go through it. And as you learn and learn new information, you can adjust it. But that's the idea, is to get the core plan in place. And each year you revise it, you'll go back and you'll look at what you did well and what you didn't do so well. And you can correct it and make those changes. A good strategic plan is really critical if you hope to succeed as a real estate investor, I believe. In this episode, I'm going to talk about, you know, what you need to do in the plan and sort of the overall structure. You can do it any way you want, but these are some of the things that have worked for me as I, you know, set up a plan each year. You know, when we approach the year, and I always do this, I try to, you know, get with you guys and start getting you to get your plan together before the year starts. And I get actually really excited about completing my plan. If you just start out, you're starting out in real estate, this could also be a great time for you to start putting your first ideas together and doing your research, consulting the books that you've been reading, looking at podcasts, YouTube, a lot of the data that you've been collecting as you've been getting ready to launch your year and to set some goals. And without those goals, it's just a wish. So you want to try to put some solid things together. And how you hope to accomplish those things. If you already are investing, you know, your idea is to review where you are and look ahead to what you need to do to reach your investing goals. In this week, I just really want you to explore the importance of careful preparation and planning for your 2021 plan and what's required. So developing a strategic plan, I believe, is important because if you're serious about real estate investing, you don't want to blow your money. You want to be able to invest it right, and you want to get the maximum return you can get. Just buying a house here and there is not a plan, or even saying, I will buy one house a year, and that's my plan. Now, in the beginning, maybe that's how you're going to kind of know what you have to know. Once you buy that property, I believe that's when the education starts. But at the same time, you should have at least a rough idea of what you're going to attempt to do with that one rental if that's all you're going to buy that year. A strategic plan puts your goals into perspective and helps define how you will achieve those goals and keep on track. Stay focused and to achieve your goals. I'd recommend, you know, myself, I buy a little notebook. I'm kind of old school here. Some of you guys will do this on your phone or online, but I get a little notebook with the clear sleeve covers where you can put in there 2021 strategic plan and all the relevant tabs. And I, you know, use something that I can write in. I can make changes, and, you know, it's a little bit more flexible for me. Also, you know, whiteboards are real helpful during this time too. You can start to, you know, put out the big goal and then start drawing, you know, little lines to that, you know, kind of planning it, scaping it out so that, you know, you can get an idea. If I'm going to get this many houses, how am I going to do this? Do I have to do marketing? What's the marketing going to cost? And how much time is that going to take? And you're going to start to put a lot of these details down. But the whiteboard's kind of helpful. You can put some random thoughts, ideas, goals, etc., to help you organize your thinking and ultimately the final plan. You know, don't get hung up on how things look. You're not writing a doctoral thesis here. It just has to work for you. But do take the time to map it out carefully so that your goals and objectives are realistic and achievable. I kind of shoot a little higher than I think I can do, and sometimes I'm blown away that I was able to achieve those goals. But so you'd be surprised. But, you know, at least, you know, make some realistic goals so you won't be discouraged every time you try to achieve a certain mark that you're trying to build upon for each step. First thing I usually do is look back. Since I've been investing for a while, I can look back over previous years and get a good idea of what we've done, what's worked, what hasn't worked. I start collecting and compiling data. I print out all my financials, take a look at those profit and loss statements, balance sheets, rent rolls, repairs. I mean, just pretty much anything that affects my investments. And, you know, if you don't have all the numbers readily available, you know, it can take time to put all that together. But it's smart if you can to do your business, and which is what it basically is, even if you just have one property, you know, on QuickBooks or something like that, or even hire a part-time or even a virtual assistant that can help you with your bookkeeping. But that is that's a really important part of it, is to have good records that you can tap into. If you use Excel spreadsheets, you can draw from that data. It's best to have a way to easily track and generate reports that will help you continually assess how you're doing. So think about that if you're just starting, that you're putting whatever you're putting together, that it will be something that you can use year after year, or at least revise and tweak here and there. Also, look at other data pertinent to your real estate investing activities over the last year. Look at your calendars, day timers, whatever records you have, to get a good perspective of the year in review. Where did you go? How did you spend your time? Track how many hours per week you spent on real estate investing education, mentoring, research. Did you attend any industry boot camps or conferences? Did you listen to podcasts, read books? Write down how much time you spent on these different things. Make records of your hours spent, as well as how much money you spent on those activities. Even mileage, that That'll be important for your taxes as well, as those are legitimate tax deductions. Approach it as if you're a reporter, you know, writing about someone or chronicling a company. Dig deep. Try to get, you know, all the inside information and see where things pop out at you. Like, wow, I spent that much on this. You know, I can't believe it. You know, I could have spent this much or whatever. You know, you start seeing things that come out, say, well, wow, for this year, I'm not going to make that same mistake. Write down everything you can. Look at what you accomplished. Did you meet any of your goals? It's time to celebrate those successes and learn from your failures. It's okay to pat yourself on the back for your wins. Write them down. If something worked well, make a note and do more of it, but refine and do it even better. And that's where the systems come in. If you can get into systems that can relieve you from a lot of the tedious stuff that you're doing, you're going to free yourself up to do the thing, the sort of high level things that will make a difference in your business. Paint a good picture of how your year went and write notes for what you would do differently in the year ahead to do it better in the year to come. If you do nothing else, that, you know, just get your plan started for 2021, you know, that's a great start and that's a great beginning. Good planning resources. There's a number of books that I reference a lot of times when I do my planning that I think are invaluable. Some of these books and some of the podcasts are things that I draw on a regular basis. I would recommend that you know, some of the books that you have, at least in your library, ABCs of Real Estate Investing by Ken McElroy, The Unofficial Guide to Real Estate Investing by Martin Stone. Bigger Pockets has The Ultimate Beginner's Guide to Real Estate Investing. If that is something that you you may be a beginner, this is a great resource. The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller. Multifamily Millions, David Lindahl. And then there's others along with that. I also have an episode you can listen to, 006, on how to get started in real estate investing. And I kind of gave you a sort of a synopsis of that on my last podcast that I did on Fun Fact Fridays. Called, I think, Getting Back to the Basics. And then also episode 010, Setting Your Real Estate Investing Goals. Because some people aren't really comfortable setting goals. There's a good primer there for you. Key elements of your plan are things like your mission statement, kind of an overall statement of what you're trying to accomplish. And sometimes that incorporates some of your why in there too. And then you have more specific goals that you're trying to achieve. You know, I'm going to, let's say, analyze, you know, 14 properties a month or whatever it may be. I'm going to submit X number of LOIs. And what is your strategy to find these good properties and how you're going to find, you know, some good deals in this tough market and taking into account the ridiculously high prices that are out there on the market right now. And then it's important to set up a time frame. For those of you that are still working, you know, you need to plot out how much time a week you want to allocate to your real estate investing activities, and that will be incorporated into your plan. So for example, you may have 4 hours a week that you're going to use specifically to make contact with brokers out there that have contacts to, you know, good properties and hopefully some pocket listings or those unlisted listings that you might be able to get at a discount. And again, take to heart here, this is not a business plan where you go into a lot more detail. A business plan is more formal, includes things like executive summary, company overview, business model, USP. I mean, you can have some of those elements in it if it helps you to focus on what your goal is, but don't go too crazy with, you know, these lengthy market analysis and so forth. You just want to get some basic information down and kind of go from there. You can get more formal if that helps you, and for some people it does. That's great. I'm just trying to get you to just do the plan. If you can just do the plan, you're ions ahead of many people here. So, or eons, whatever it is, ion, Okay, let's call the whole thing off. Anyway, but I think it's important that your plan includes your why. I think you should have that in there. It doesn't have to be formally written, but I think it's not a bad idea. And I'll have a link to the episode on the importance of knowing your why, because I really think that that's key here. Your mission statement, you know, as I talked about, defining your purpose. It should include your, you know, the benefits your business provides. Do your research and come up with a good, solid mission statement that will also incorporate your why. And then, you know, go into your goals. You know, try to get specific if you can. If your goal is to make $5,000 per month in passive income or $10,000 a month, you know, write that down. And then how many homes do you have to, you know, flip, or how many homes do you have to own rental properties, you know, to achieve that goal? And how many homes are you going to target acquiring during this year? You know, just try, again, you try to break it down into smaller and smaller pieces so it becomes more doable. You can look at what your plan is for the year, break it down by the month, and then break it down by the week and even by the day. And you, as long as you're chipping away at it each day, you feel like you're accomplishing something. And if you're tracking your results, you'll see results occurring and good achievements happening. Time frame, you know, be realistic, but don't be afraid to reach either. Do you want to retire in 10 years? Are you planning on quitting your job next month? You know, document your timeline here and tie that into your goals. The market is key. I've talked about this so many times. You know, define your market and pick a market that can meet the numbers that you're looking for. You know, if you're looking at buying, you know, $100,000 homes, you're not going to be shopping in San Francisco. You know, you're going to be looking in somewhere in the Midwest or South where there are homes for $100,000. I mean, you've got to be realistic, and you should find an emerging, a good market where there's still going to be appreciation in there, even though our focus is on cash flow. As a beginner, you know, choose an area you feel more comfortable with. Most new investors should plan investing within a short distance from your home if you can, rather than investing long distance. I will tell you, I've been a long distance investor. That's all I've been. And if I could have had a choice, I would not have done it. It is so much harder to do. So if you can invest in your backyard, it's much better, and or at least within an hour or two from your properties. Criteria is really key too. You need to, you know, specify what it is you're going to buy, what kind of deal you're looking for. You'll want to define your loan to value, cash flow requirements, maximum purchase amount, maximum rehab amount, maximum time frames. One of the most important lessons you can possibly learn is to stick to your criteria and walk away from deals that don't meet your criteria, except in, you know, absolute rare occasions. It's very easy to become emotionally attached to a deal, but, you know, sticking by your criteria is key. Flexibility. You're going to have to be flexible. If you can, if you can't find any deals that you can cherry pick from, you can change your market and your strategy. Sometimes it's going to be hard or unrealistic, and then you might have to shift and do something that was not a part of the original plan. But be flexible and be available to do that, but try to stay on focus as best you can. Marketing plan, you know, every time I've looked for a property, marketing is part of it, whether it is part of your marketing effort is contacting a broker and trying to get them to refer properties to you, or whether it is buying ads or doing, you know, massive emails or whatever it is. There are many ways, you know, direct mail to try to find, especially those off-market deals, which I think you should be looking for exclusively if you're looking for rental properties. Financing deals, how do you plan on acquiring your deals? Are you using conventional hard money, private money, equity partners, seller financing, lease options, syndicating, or some other creative method? Finding financing is often a challenge in today's market, and private money provides a tremendous solution. I'm going to be talking about private money in an upcoming episode here. So learn to attract private money so you've always got a steady flow of financing when a deal comes up. Because if you have to go through sometimes a big loan process, you could lose a deal. And it's good to know where these other resources are, even though they may be a little more expensive. your teams, clearly define your team. Everyone should have a team. I don't care if you just have one property. You know, you should have a CPA. You should have an attorney. These are all people that are part of your team. Realtors are part of that team. And then you've got title people and all bankers and others. So, you know, there is a team there, even though they may not be working with you in your office there, your home office, but they are part of your team, and these are people you need to be in contact with and you need to consult with as you move into some of these strategies. Then you've got to look at your exit strategies and backup plans. That should be one of your tabs on this. Multiple clearly defined exit strategies as I think really important for any plan, especially for new investors. How are you going to exit the deal? What are your backup plans? And if you flip, lease, option, wholesale, bird dog, or whatever it may be, a rent, a buy and hold, what's the end game? And this needs to be clearly defined. Your financials need to be really clear, include a personal description of what your financials are today and what you hope to bring to the table. Do you have equity you can use? Are you starting with nothing? Document your current situation and update it as often as it changes. As you move forward with your investments, it's always important to have at the ready your complete financials. So in summary, don't worry if you don't understand or don't know, everything that you need to get that plan started. Just start with the basics. If you don't have the whiteboard, don't worry about that. On a piece of paper, just start jotting down goals and what you would want to accomplish. And what's your end game? And we talked about that. Is it, hey, I want $10,000 a month in income from my real estate efforts? Whether you're investing passively in syndications or whether you are buying single family homes, whatever it may be, those are the things that you're going to be jotting down. So start researching, collecting data. Buy that notebook, okay, or that whiteboard, go down to Staples or wherever it may be and start the process. That's all I'm encouraging you to do. Start the process. It does not have to be pretty. It does not have to be perfect. But it's so important to have those goals down and know what you're working toward. And once you start working with it, you're going to appreciate it and you're going to want to update it on a regular basis, review it on a regular basis, and watch how you're achieving your goals and how you're succeeding. So that is the show for today. Please note, everything I talked about here can be accessed in our detailed show notes in the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Creating Your 2021 Strategic Real Estate Investing Plan. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.